Investment opportunity through our SEC regulated offering at revivalai.com. Own stock in the future of Bible design and manufacturing. From content, format, and version to custom covers, become an owner of the only tech company to give Christians the power to design a personalized Bible. For as little as $100, invest in Revival AI, a company revolutionizing the Bible industry and bringing the production of God's Word back to America. Learn more at revivalai.com.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The DINOVITE is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
You get some DINOVITE, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Get the picture? Hurt in a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. We're Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostro. The government today approved expanding the use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine that will pave the way for children as young as 12 to get shots. California Governor Gavin Newsom expanding a drought emergency declaration to a large swath of the nation's most populated state amid acute water shortages in northern and central areas. Today's declaration now covers 41 of 58 counties, covering 30% of California's nearly 40 million people. Gasoline futures are ticking higher following a cyber extortion attempt on vital U.S. pipeline that carries fuel from the Gulf Coast all the way to the Northeast. Coastal Pipeline says it's been hit by a ransomware attack and halted all operations. The pipeline delivers about 45% of fuel consumed on the East Coast. For the first time since his inauguration in January, President Biden will meet with the top congressional leaders of both parties.
On Wednesday, the president will host House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. It's the first time the top Republican leaders have been invited to meet with Mr. Biden since he took office. The president is seeking support for his $4 trillion proposals covering infrastructure, education, child care, and other priorities. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Hamas militants fired dozens of rockets into Israel today, including a barrage that set off air raid sirens as far away as Jerusalem. This after hundreds of Palestinians were hurt in clashes with Israeli police at a Flashpoint religious site in the contested Holy City. Rocket fire drew heavy Israeli retaliation in the Gaza Strip. Health officials say at least 20 people, including 9 children, were killed in fighting, making it one of the bloodiest days of battle between the bitter enemies in several years. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Wake up, men. You're more than a job title. You're greater than the balance in the bank. Status fades, but character and courage leave a legacy that lasts. Don't let your yesterdays define your tomorrow. You are made for much more. In a sequel to the instant bestseller Kingdom Man, Tony Evans' Kingdom Man Rising urges men to embody the greatness God's already given them. Get the book, Kingdom Man Rising, to discover how.
Kingdom Man Rising from Tony Evans.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Kim Dallas. A busy weekend for Metro Police. Four Valley homicides are now under investigation. The first happened Saturday evening in the East Valley when police got a ShotSpotter notification telling them gunfire had happened near Amberley Lane in South Mountain Vista. Officers found a man in a car with multiple gunshot wounds. He died at the scene. A second shooting was early yesterday in North Las Vegas. Police there found a man in his 30s with a gunshot wound in a parking lot. That was in the 2900 block of Las Vegas Boulevard North. He was dead at the scene. The third happened just before 6 last evening in Northeast Las Vegas. Police were called out to a home there in the 3200 block of Lava Avenue, where they found a man with a gunshot wound there. He was also found dead at the scene. And the fourth involved a late-night shooting near Centennial and Goldfield. All of the cases are under investigation as detectives look for clues and for suspects. The cost to build the MSG Sphere at the Venetian is going up. Madison Square Garden Entertainment reports the cost to build the 17,000-seat facility is likely to increase by 10% or more than $1.8 billion. Company officials say the increased costs are for materials and labor, along with other changes.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cam. Several crashes working right now. U.S. 95 northbound to Martin Luther King. The right lanes are blocked in that one. Another incident, 515 westbound. That's at the 15 interchange in the right lane. And do expect some slow flows on the 515 westbound, that's at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Monday, May 10th, the day after Mother's Day. And I've got to ask Victor Jakes, my buddy, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Did you have a nice Mother's Day, you and your beautiful family?
We did, thank you. It was really nice, and nice to spend some time together with the family.
Every place that I checked on, and I checked on about four places, they were packed. Restaurants were absolutely packed. Did you guys get out to dinner or to lunch?
We didn't, actually. We stayed home sometimes with the young kids. It's easier to do that.
A little more manageable. I loved your column over the weekend that Mother's Day is essentially a rebuke to big government. Can you explain the broad strokes of your column over the weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about why do people celebrate Mother's Day? Celebrate celebrations of moms and all that they do. And I think as you become an adult, and certainly as you become a parent, at least for me, it gives you a new appreciation for the work of moms, and that it's constant and that it's continuous, and they do so much. And if you're celebrating your mom, what are you celebrating? You're not celebrating that she worked a 9-to-5. You're celebrating that she was there for you when you needed her. And what Joe Biden's proposing in his American Family Plan is basically to separate mothers from their young children through expanded child care and expanded pre-K programs.
And the one thing that I loved, and I totally interpreted this, it's not in the wordsmithing, but the old it takes a village to raise a child. The old Hillary Clinton thing, and I when I was reading the column, I fully expected that to be in there somewhere, and it wasn't. But still, the fact is, their idea is the government can help raise your family. You don't even have to worry. You don't have to worry, with school lunch programs and breakfast, and then a snack to take home. You don't have to feed your kids. You don't have to do anything.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. You're hitting exactly on kind of the larger philosophical point. And what's so interesting is over the last 20 years, the last couple of decades, they've done a lot of research on the brain of children, of babies. And what the brain needs is it needs to attach to an individual or to a couple of individuals, not to, the person who's in the child care, but basically the one person, the two people who will meet the baby's needs. And this is just kind of forms a foundational, literally changes the baby's brain in positive ways if they have it. It's called attachment. You're basically, if you have proper attachment, it's going to help you trust in the future. It's going to help you take risk. It's going to help you have empathy. And if you don't have this, basically you get the reverse of all those things, and the consequences are very negative.
And this is the very thing that President Biden has been preaching, and his surrogates, the idea that this is a part of infrastructure. Somehow, some way, the ability of people to go to work and childcare, that suddenly is a part of infrastructure. And do you think the American people will buy that? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it really doesn't. I mean, I think once it's explained, it certainly doesn't make sense. I mean, the great advantage that President Biden has, really, too, is a compliant media. If Trump said this, child care is infrastructure, the headlines would be, Trump lies, bring up the lie counter, we're just going to...
Four more Pinocchios!
And now the media is like, it sort of is infrastructure. and then going along with that is people just don't see Biden as threatening. I mean, they see him as a moderate, and he's simply not. And there's just a great disconnect between, old Scranton Joe and the policies that he's pursuing. And, basically the White House's strategy is the American people and for as long as possible and hope that's long enough to push through their radical agenda.
This is obviously a big week for the Biden administration. They're going to be meeting with Joe Manchin and Senator Carper from Delaware and some other folks that might be getting ready to jump ship on this infrastructure package. Do they have the votes as it is now?
Well, not for the one point. Actually, what was the infrastructure? Was it 2.2 something?
2.8, I thought.
Out of money.
Yeah.
And I don't think they have the votes for that. And if you look at what's happened over the last just even couple of days, the jobs report was a huge miss. They expected over 1 million jobs, and it was something like 266,000. And and then there's inflation concerns because guess what happens when you shut down the economy and send everyone lots of money. there's lots of money floating around. There's not enough goods. And so I think those just kind of economic realities have really set back the infrastructure package. And I, you know, Manchin is a moderate. And I think he's got to be looking at this and saying, look, this isn't working. This isn't working for the economy. And it's too much. And, you know, does that get compromised down to something I would support? I mean, probably not. But does it get compromised down? I think it does.
You know, I was looking at the economy pre-Biden, and we were ascending. We were doing great. People were going back to work, and a lot of really good things were happening. The Dow was on the way up, setting new records every day. And now I look at, since Biden has taken office, I look at the economy and I'm saying, wait, we're starting to move in the wrong direction. The 266,000 jobs,
yeah, I mean,
was okay, but it wasn't a million. It wasn't even close to a million jobs. And I keep asking myself, what direction are we headed in? And we can't get people to come back to work because of these silly stimulus checks. You know, are we headed in the wrong direction?
Yeah, we are going in the wrong direction. I mean, absolutely. I mean, what we've seen is that we're paying people not any of them are up on the offer, and that was a policy mistake. That was something, you know, the Biden administration put in. I mean, I think what I expected to happen was, look, Biden's got all these terrible policies, but they're going to take 6 months, a year, 2 years to really be felt, and we actually saw his policies were so bad they were felt in just a matter of weeks. And you know, hopefully there's some sort of fiscal sense in Congress, and you know, people wake up and say, look, we just simply cannot spend $10 trillion this year. It's devastating for the economy. And you know, I mean, I know Joe Biden's probably feeling nostalgic, but the 1970s is not the economic situation we want to replicate.
Wow. And by the way, you saw where California Gavin Newsom wants to give the unemployed an extra $600 a week, or $1,100 for a family, for a family. And I'm saying to myself, nobody will ever want to go back to work.
I know. I mean, it just boggles the mind. I mean, it's in California, lost residents for the first time ever last year. And look, there's a reason. The government, the structure there is simply broken. And all of these things that, you know, seem nice in the short term, oh, we're going to, you know, give people all this extra money, it doesn't create a dynamic economy in the long term. And that's really what you're seeing, is that, you know, all of these little short-term boosts sounds nice. Like, yeah, it'd be great to have extra money. Just send it to me. But over the long term, the medium term, and even just, you know, the next couple of months term, it doesn't work. That's not what made America great. It wasn't the government sending people checks. It was allowing people to go out and create value for other people.
It's just incredible. And then you see what's happening where restaurateurs that I've talked to here in town, they're telling me the same thing. We can't get anybody to come in here and work.
Well, it's all around the country. I mean, I don't know if you've seen you go through the drive-thrus at fast food restaurants, and they're paying people to show up to the interview. It's unbelievable.
They're paying to have people interview.
I've seen signs. It's like,
oh my god,
they'll give you $50 just to show up.
That is incredible. More with Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Monday, a brand-new week, a brand-new challenges. More with Victor Jakes coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. you may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for no cost, no obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Victor Jakes on. He's with us every Monday just after 3 o'clock. And, you know, we were talking about the unemployed and the fact that the unemployed want to stay unemployed because they're collecting money. They're collecting good money. And in California, in the People's Republic of California, they are in the process of increasing the stimulus money. Governor Gavin Newsom wants to add $600 a week to an individual and $1,100 for a family. And where this will go, I don't know. What I like are the governors, mainly Republicans around the country, that are finally telling people to go out and find a job. That this is not just sit at home and collect a check. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida telling the unemployment the unemployed in his state to start looking for a job. Is that something you think we'll ever see here in Las Vegas or in Nevada?
You know, I'm actually more optimistic than I was last week. I mean, obviously that's the right proposal. I mean, the point of unemployment is to help people between jobs, not make it comfortable for them to not have a job. And actually, President Biden came out today and said you know, if you're collecting unemployment, you better start looking for a job, basically, which is a pretty, you know, big reversal, at least in tone, from where they've been. So I'm guessing there's been some sort of pushback where, it turns out the American people actually don't think it's a good idea to spend money we don't have paying people not to work. And so, you know, it just, like, very much seems to be a follow the political winds type of guy. So if there, you know, maybe there is some sort of, you know, public pushback and that leads to some sort of change. But, you know, Sisolak, I think, is very much going to follow what the National Democrats do.
Wow. I want to ask you, because a lot of folks are still not willing to take the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine. Nearly one in five Americans, the latest polling, one in five Americans will not take the vaccine. And just for the record, have you taken the vaccine, not going to take the vaccine? Where are you on that?
I haven't taken the vaccine, and if I was 70, I would have the vaccine. And, you know, my age range, the risk is just much, it's just much different. And, you know, that's kind of what I think in general. I mean, obviously, I think people should be free to choose what they want. The vaccine's been very effective. I mean, the results have been really stunning from around the world, especially in a place like Israel, where, you know, the virus has basically fallen off the, I mean, just fallen off the face of the earth, which is wonderful. And so, you know, look, if you're at high risk, I strongly encourage you to get vaccinated. And, you know, if someone like myself has chosen not to, you know, don't keep things closed for us. I mean, let's get back to a real economy here.
I'm just curious, though. Do you fear that I'm trying to think if this is philosophical or is this medically based? I mean, we think it's efficacious and safe. And now, by the way, they're saying it's safe now for 12 to 15-year-olds. That's what the CDC has come out today as saying. Is it philosophical, or are you just not into vaccines? Do you get a flu vaccine, for instance?
No, it's not philosophical. I mean, I was in the Army. They pump you full of all the vaccines. You know, I think it's just, I don't know. I mean, I've looked at all the Nevada data. You know, I've probably spent more time studying that than 99.9% of the people in the state. And if you're healthy and in my age range, you know, the risk is just very minimal. Even that's when you, if you catch the virus. So, I don't know. It just doesn't stress me. And again, I've encouraged my mom to get the vaccine. I've encouraged my father and mother-in-law to get the vaccine. But you know, their age range just puts them at a different risk. And if you're under 40, I say go for it if you want to. It's very safe. I have no doubt about that. But you know, I also have to look at what the statistics are and say that, you know, your risk is also very low if you don't get the vaccine.
You know, you and I have talked a lot about the science of this, and we've often quoted Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci over the weekend said maybe it's time to take up masks indoors. Are they going to reverse themselves again?
You know, every time Dr. Fauci talks, he reverses himself. Honestly, I think Dr. Fauci can do us all a great service by retiring, because you listen to his comments, and I listened to that clip, and I was like, oh, wow, he's talking about reversing, and then he basically kind of, like, hedges and walks it back and says, well, maybe, and then he says, well, maybe by next Mother's Day we'll be back to normal. Next Mother's Day? Are you kidding me? I mean, last Mother's Day, I was pretty much back to normal, and a significant chunk of the population was. I mean, I honestly think that some portion of the population just thinks, you know, I'm just not going to get the vaccine because it's kind of the one thing I can do to stick it to the medical establishment that's been all over the place in the last year. And so if he would like to apologize for being wishy-washy, for, you know, keeping people trapped in their houses unnecessarily, I think that would be a productive use of his time. But, I mean, you can't listen to him and not hear four sides of the same issue in the same clip. It's very poor messaging for someone who's supposed to be the point person on a pandemic.
No, you're exactly right. The only thing I would say is that I got both vaccines I'm a type 2 diabetic, and there are a whole lot of reasons why I probably needed to have it. But the fact is that there are a lot of people.